Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is already 9:35. We should get started. We have still a lot of work to do, so please be so kind to take your seats, please. I wonder where all our colleagues are.
Meetings.
Region meetings. Anyway, Mr. Secretary, we are here in Switzerland, so in the future you should not use a table bell, but a cowbell. But maybe you wish to make a few statements. Housekeeping matters, floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to remind the delegation that at this moment, the nomination period for the candidates applying for vice chairmanship is open, and it remains open until 3 p.m. sharp. 3 p.m. sharp. Of course, now we are starting the session, but delegations may feel free to send your advisor to approach me from behind to get a nomination form. One nomination form is designed in a way that any delegation can nominate up to three candidates. But there is no requirement that you have to fill all three columns or rows to nominate three candidates. If you want to nominate one or two candidates, that is fine too. Because of the requirement of Rule 5.1 of the Rules of Procedure, United States is not eligible for the post of Vice Chairperson because Ms. Karen Halbach from the United States has been elected to preside or to chair the Executive Committee and the Commission, and that such United States cannot have a second seat in the Executive Committee. So all Codex member countries but the United States can nominate one of their delegates as a candidate. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Ladies and gentlemen, then I would propose that we move on with agenda item 9, financial and budget matters. We had a discussion yesterday regarding part B, being the budget for 08-09, and we had a number of general statements. So allow me to wrap up what we discussed yesterday, and I guess that can be a conclusion from this meeting. And then we can move on to agenda item to part C of the document. I try to summarize as follows, that the Commission noted the relative contribution of FVO and WHO to the joint Codex budget. Several members expressed concern about the contribution of WHO and urged WHO to increase its contribution. Well, the representative of WHO then explained the way WHO is handling the budget and program matters within the organization and indicated that member states primarily should raise this issue on food safety, the importance of food safety, including Codex and the provision of scientific advice in the governing bodies, because indeed it is there where basically the decisions are taken. The Commission also noted that there's another element, of course, in the contributions of both parent organizations, as indicated by Mr. Boutrieff, that later this year the heads of the two agencies will meet and hopefully also will discuss the importance of this joint program, including budget matters. Relative to, first to the statement of Mr. Schlund, to act through the governing bodies, we as Commission should note that the preparation for the budget for the biennium 2010-2011 will start next year, so you should be ready to take action where relevant in the governing bodies. I guess that relative to the budget matters, of course, there's also an obligation on the Commission to deliver, and that in that regard, it is appropriate to refer again to the general statement made last year in the Executive Committee and the discussions in the Executive Committee of last week on the follow-up, urging also to give priority to health issues and also to be very stringent in setting our priorities. Then the next element I guess we should have captured in the report of our session is that several members expressed concern given the fact that the second meeting of the Executive Committee this year will not take place due to budget constraints, and say particularly pointed to the importance of the management role of the Executive Committee and regretted that the Executive Committee would meet again only before the next session of the CAC. I draw your attention to paragraph 114 of the report of the Executive Committee of last week. We had some sort of similar discussion. The secretary indicated that the costs of one session of the Executive Committee are approximately $200,000 and that it was not possible for that reason to schedule a full session unless the parent organizations would provide the necessary funding, and that also was an issue on availability of staff. Not mentioned here yesterday, but I guess it is worth to be mentioned what also was stated last week in Executive Committee. As of the end of this week, we will have a new Bureau of Officers, and continuity is key in the operations of our organization, and in that regard, having a meeting in December this year would also have been an opportunity for the new Bureau to take the necessary steps to start to work together, which will not take place. However, the Code of Secretary is planning for a meeting with the office of the new Bureau, at least in September. Then, ladies and gentlemen, and I guess we should have there a brief discussion, I recall that yesterday the delegation of Australia mentioned the business case. I recall that at our last session last year in the Commission, it was also Australia referring to the business plan of the IPPC, and this was not included in the report, but as officers of the Bureau, when we met in September, then we had a discussion on the necessity of having something like a business plan, and we had looked into the business plan of the IPPC, which by all means is a very colourful and flashy document. And yes, indeed, nowadays having a business plan is fashionable, but at that stage we decided not to further it. But also last week in the Executive Committee, New Zealand raised the issue. So what I would propose is that definitely we should not move on and try to have a business plan as being produced by IPPC, which is far too elaborated. We have already a strategic plan, and something more lean and mean could be possible. I have had a discussion with both New Zealand and Australia, and I would propose that we refer the matter to the next meeting of the Executive Committee, that we ask New Zealand and Australia to prepare a very short document outlining the purpose and objectives and the usefulness of having a business plan or a business case in Codex, and maybe also having a worked example how that might work, and then leave it for the Executive Committee to consider the usefulness of such a plan. And I checked this with the secretary, and he mentioned already, well, that might be a good idea, but when it comes to life next year in executive committee, then it would be very necessary and appreciated when somebody, an expert from a government, can be seconded to the secretary to assist in elaborating such a plan. But that is for later to decide. So picking up from that discussion last year on the business plan, the way we handled it as in the Bureau of Officers, the way it came, was mentioned last week in Executive Committee and again here, my proposal is to refer the matter to the Executive Committee based on a very short document to be prepared by New Zealand and Australia, and leave it in the hands of the Executive Committee to discuss the usefulness and appropriateness of such a plan. I take it that New Zealand and Australia are most willing to prepare such a short document. Australia, please, you are nodding. New Zealand is also nodding. Is this acceptable for the Commission? Seems to be the case. Thank you very much. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I just wanted to, yesterday we had to interrupt the session because of the voting procedure. And there was a list of speakers that had requested for the floor. I wonder whether you're going to follow that list so that we can comment on the issues that were raised yesterday afternoon session. Thank you.
Brazil, you are perfectly right. Question is, where do I have my list? Here's the list. Let me finalize my summary, then I come back to those speakers, but thank you very much. Yes, you are perfectly right. We had a list of speakers. Following the introduction by the Secretary, and I refer particularly to paragraph 12 in our work document, Alinorum 08/31-9A, on the meetings, the languages, the audio recording, etc. Last year, the Commission was in favor of having Russian as a language. We have heard that it is not possible, so we take note of that with feelings of disappointment. There is a possibility to use Portuguese. But on an experimental basis and only in the Coordination Committee of Africa, and we would request the CC Africa, when they use this on an experimental basis, to inform the Commission about its usefulness. Also, given the fact that, let's say, cost savings has been realized due to different ways of document dispatch, primarily through electronic means, all CODEX members are encouraged to make best use of these modern technologies. And we have already said that we very much appreciated the contributions of the parent organizations, their ongoing support, and that was in the first items I mentioned. This is more or less, I guess, my summary and the flavor of the discussion. Now then, I would like to come to the following countries. We had already Tunisia. I have on my list Cameroon, Ghana, Brazil. I see Singapore. If I see no further flags, ladies and gentlemen, then the list is closed. And I go to represent the delegation of Cameroon. Cameroon, please.
Monsieur le Président, merci et merci à la perspicacité du Brésil qui nous a rappelé que nous avions une liste de demandes de parole. Je voudrais dire ici, intervenir sur, au niveau, sur deux angles. Premier angle, c'est que nous voulons supporter fermement la possibilité d'utiliser le portugais à Sisi Africa nous sortons de la du comité de la conférence régionale de la FAO pour l'Afrique, où le portugais a été utilisé, effectivement, et nous pensons que nous, en Afrique, nous voulons bien favoriser l'usage du portugais, parce qu'il y a beaucoup de pays qui parlent cette langue. La deuxième chose, j'espère que tout le monde aura en mémoire la réponse de Dr. Schlund hier. Je crois que la réponse qu'il a donnée sur les priorités et autres, de notre point de vue, on a l'impression que on l'a déjà entendu plusieurs fois et que ça commence à être un peu démodé. Depuis 4 biennia, c'est la même réponse qu'on nous donne. Il faut parler à la FAO, à l'OMS, à l'Assemblée générale. Il faut parler à l'Assemblée générale, il faut parler à l'Assemblée générale. Et que c'est ici, et c'est là-bas où on fait les priorités. Mais je dois dire, et il faut le dire ici, Monsieur le Président, que ce n'est pas une question de priorité. C'est une question de volonté. Parce qu'on ne peut pas justifier que d'un biennium à l'autre, qu'on maintienne le même chiffre, on ne tient même pas compte de l'inflation, on ne tient même pas compte des augmentations de coûts. Ce n'est pas pensable dans la préparation d'un budget. Qui peut me justifier ça, Monsieur le Président? C'est-à-dire que, quel que soit, même si les États membres n'interviennent pas à l'Assemblée générale, mais au moins au niveau de la préparation du budget, on devait tenir compte de ces éléments. Ça, c'est fait dans toutes les institutions. Et c'est admis que s'il y a une augmentation budgétaire, elle doit tenir compte certainement de l'inflation. Mais on ne peut pas passer à 1,2 million de dollars d'un biennium à l'autre. C'est le chiffre que nous avons ici dans les deux tableaux. 1,2 million de dollars en 2006-2007, 1,2 million de dollars en 2008-2009. C'est le même chiffre. Donc il faudrait que cela soit au moins perçu à ce niveau pour que nous puissions fonctionner. Voilà un peu notre inquiétude là-dedans, et je crois que nous ne pouvons plus accepter qu'on nous dise que c'est nous qui devons faire le travail, parce que nous savons que nous faisons le travail au niveau des États membres. Je vous remercie, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, delegation of Cameroon. Then I move on to the delegation of Ghana, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to comment on the budgetary issues that were raised yesterday. We would like to recognize the good work of the Secretariat in providing us with the information and also the implications of the budgetary situation as indicated in the document. I would like in particular to say our appreciation to the fact that Portuguese will be used at the next meeting of CC Africa. We would rather also have wished that in addition to interpretation, documentation will be included so that the experimental basis under which we are going to be evaluating this will be complete, so we can report appropriately to the Commission on the impact of the use of Portuguese at our meetings. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Delegation of Ghana, Brazil, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I have 5 points to address. Number one is the response of the gentleman from WHO, and he mentioned that was in the budget process in WHO there was no automatism. But I failed to. I think he failed to explain why. He said there is no automatism, but certainly there are two automatisms that we can see. Number one, keep the level, the amount levels unchanged. It is automatic. It's being automatically repeated over the years. Number two, there's a second automatism there also, is that WHO washes the hands. And if there's any further increase needed on the budget of Codex, pass the bill on to FAO. That is an automatic thing, and certainly he failed to observe that there is automatism in these two counts. The second point that I wanted to raise, Chairman, is the when we heard the budget explanations, I failed to hear from the Secretariat whether the amounts that have been that were aligned in the documents, they allow for the completion and the carry on of all the work that the Secretariat has to undertake. I didn't hear that if the amounts there are fully sufficient to cover all these. The third point that I wanted to raise is that the Secretariat mentioned the contribution in kind, and he further elaborated on a question from my delegation. But although we recognize there is more transparency and more clarity and more information provided by the Secretariat, that information is not being provided in the budget information. The amounts that are required for the conducting and carrying on these committee meetings, and I wonder why such information has not been provided. The third point that I wanted to raise is the issue of extra budgetary contributions. The Secretary mentioned there is as far as I understood from his explanation yesterday, there were three professionals. That was the only extra budgetary contributions, three professionals being provided, one from WHO and two from member states. But no other contribution is there. I wanted to have that confirmed. The other point, the last point that I wanted to make is that certainly Portuguese, we welcome the introduction of Portuguese as being requested for. Last thing, Chairman, the Secretary also yesterday mentioned the critical time that the FAO is going through, and I think it was he mentioned that the FAO is undergoing an independent evaluation, and I think he failed to observe to the members that independent evaluation has already been concluded, and now it's on the member states to decide on the appropriateness or how much the member states are going to go on the adoption of a reform package. Thank you.
Thank you, delegation of Brazil. Delegation of Singapore, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I'd like to just have a few comments on the response given by Dr. Suit of WHO. I think we recognize that WHO takes zero-based budgeting. In other words, every time start from zero base. But surely, in the preparation of the budget for WHO, I think there must be staff paper to come out with what is the allocation for the budget for different programs. And a codex must be one of them. I think this part was omitted. And I think it's very important how can codex work with WHO staff to come out with an appropriate budget required for the future years, rather than just leave it to the countries at the General Assembly, World Health Assemblies, to make their requests. I think it will be too late. But that the country member countries can make comments or make adjustments, make requests, when there is a proper proposal to the World Health Assembly. So I think this is a part where the codex can work closely with the World Health Organization to come up with at least a proper proposal for the World Health Assembly. The second point I think was touched on by Brazil. It's important for us to have some idea of, apart from the regular budget, the country contribution, can we have some ideas of reflection below the nine budget so that we take into account all the committees that are held in various countries, the country's contribution could also be reflected to give a proper perspective of how much Codex is costing in total. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, delegation of Singapore. To pick up on your last point, my recollection is that years ago, that was in the time of the previous secretary, Dr. Randall, that we went through such an exercise to get an idea on the contribution of host countries. And I thought it was recently also discussed in one of our meetings of the executive committee where it was a similar request, and there the executive committee decided not to, to go into such an exercise because it is very difficult, because it is the cost of a meeting is the staff cost, and given the completely, totally different circumstances in each of our host countries, the figures are difficult to compare. And so my understanding is that I thought it was in December when we discussed budget matters that we decided not to have a questionnaire and a survey to get detailed information on the contributions and the costs covered by host countries to run subsidiary bodies. Just as a response to your second question, and then I saw finally Egypt. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. في الواقع الميزانية في مجملها متواضعة للغاية ومواردها محددة ولكل من المنظمتين أسبابهم في تحديد مدى إسهاماتهم، لذا ليس عمليا أن نطلب منهم زيادة المساهمة، ولكن هناك الخيار الإضافي وقد أشرت إليه سيد الرئيس، واستخدام موارد أموال مخصصة من خارج الميزانية مع الأخذ في الاعتبار إمكانية تعديل المادة 9 من النظام الأساسي. وشكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, delegation of Egypt. On this extra budgetary funding, we will come back when we discuss item C, where there is Article 9 and the business and the possibilities of having also extra budgetary funding of the Codex program. Ladies and gentlemen, that were the interventions from the list of our speakers. I guess it is appropriate at this point in time to ask Mr. Schlund to briefly comment on a few issues raised by several speakers today. I close the list.
Yes, you can see this.
Nigeria and Sudan, I close the list, and we are under some pressure, and in this particular case, where also the executive committee has discussed at length the budget matters, I will not give you the floor. I ask for your indulgence. So I will ask Mr. Schlund to briefly comment on a few issues raised on the WSO contribution. And then I guess that there are also a few questions left for the Secretary to answer. Mr. Schlund, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When I talk about automatism, which is a new English word, I guess, I am referring to the fact that in WHO there is no general mechanism to change the budget figures according to fluctuations between dollar and euro. There is no automatism in that sense. In WHO, you look at the budget every year, every 2 years, and you decide according to what you want to achieve. So it's an output-related budget discussion in WHO. There is no automatism in keeping the same number from WHO to Codex. Every 2 years during the budget cycle, it is discussed within WHO how much money should go to Codex. This was last done in May 2007 based on the budget that was given to WHO from the Codex Commission deliberations the year before. So in 2007, May, it was decided that the WHO budget was decided, and this figure is what you have here. Later, in November 2007, FAO has its governing body and made a different decision in relation to the budget and increased it according to the increased cost. That is the history. That is how the budgets are being dealt with in WHO and FAO. So the next time WHO discuss the budget for the biennium 10-11 is in May 2009. This is preceded by the discussion in the executive board in January 2009. In general, the Secretariat of WHO does not decide the agenda of either the Executive Board or the World Health Assembly. Member States do. We have been told by our Director General several times that it's Member States that decide, not specific programs. Every program in WHO would like their issue to go on the agenda every 2 years. Food safety has suggested many times from the department that we should go on the agenda. But it's member states that decide the agenda. So we really have to make sure that we are totally understanding this fact in WHO, which I think is the same in FAO, that it is member states that decide the agenda and it's member states that decide the budget. Of course, we can work with member states, which is what we are trying to do here, to get some understanding that we are hearing what you're saying, but you need to say the same thing, or that's for you to decide if you want to say the same thing in the World Health Assembly. Because what you say here is not heard in the World Health Assembly. That's a fact. I'm sorry about that, but that's a fact. So therefore, your country needs to have the same position when your health people goes to the World Health Assembly as whatever ministry is sitting here and making these points. That would be a very important step forward. So we clearly have the will to increase. And as I explained, we did increase in 2003-04, and we now have a 35% of the regular budget of WHO in this area actually goes to Codex. Before it was less than 30%. So we have an increase in the fraction, reflecting a realization that we have a greater need and that there are more new things going on. If more new specific activities were needed in Codex or is needed in Codex, we should make the point what these activities are and how we try to do that. And that point should then be taken also into the deliberations of the budget of WHO. That is the way that we are trying to do budgeting in WHO. What do we want to achieve? How much money does it cost? Where should we then put the money? I think that is the future way of doing budgeting in all UN organizations. And I'm sure that the countries here will also understand why it's necessary to do it like that. Then we also suggest, and I think we will discuss that later in the agenda here, that we should find ways of streamlining the functioning of Codex. We will discuss that later, how we can look at ways of working more efficiently and using the amount of money that we have to actually achieve more. We are totally for that, but we need to have specific items that would and specific costing that would then enable us to make the point in the right forum. And the right forum for the decision in relation to money is the World Health Assembly for WHO. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative of WHO. Mr. Secretary, a few technical issues, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There have been a few questions that do merit answers. Regarding the question as to whether the current budget level for this biennium allows us to carry out all the planned activities. The short answer is yes. Yes, but certain limitations here and there. One limitation or one area where we will have some negative consequences is the reduced frequency of the Executive Committee, and I will not go into detail. Another area which is touched upon is the publication. Publication is a very important activity because if the standards you adopt, you work on, are not published, there is no use in elaborating international standards. So the core part of publication through website and CD-ROM, these remain our priority. And we will defend this activity, and we continue to assign a very high priority to the publication of the adopted text through CD-ROM and website. However, we cannot give equally high priority to the publication in hard copy. As I mentioned, several member countries and especially developing countries have requested the bestseller codex text at least be made available in hard copies. To address that request, we have launched a project to identify those bestseller texts and publish small publication by thematic areas. But this area is sort of put in a buffer zone and can be implemented only if we will have some monies left over from towards the end of the each year. And depending on the amount available, we can have maybe two publications, we may have five publications. It depends. But we unfortunately, we cannot assign the top priority to the publication of Codex Alimentarius in hard copy. Regarding the request whether we can make a detailed budgeting and present it to the commission, well, it could be done. However, the Codex Alimentarius Commission's program is implemented as a branch of FAO regular budget program, and we have to comply with the FAO requirements on budgeting and budget monitoring, expenditure monitoring, etc. Therefore, introducing a parallel reporting and budget planning process may involve more costs, and that question needs to be evaluated very carefully. On the other hand, we do need certain flexibility, and we do need your trust and confidence in the management of the program by the Secretariat due to several uncertainty factors that may come in during any given biennium. For instance, at the beginning or before the beginning of the biennium, when we present our budget, unitary cost for various expenditure is not known yet. I mentioned that the unitary cost for interpretation is published and updated only a few months into the given biennium. And when we prepare the budget, we have no precise idea about what the cost increase might be. One component of the Codex expenditure is the duty travel of the headquarters staff members to service committee and task force meetings. But again, before the biennium starts, the venues of many meetings have not been identified. So whether we have to travel to China or Pacific Islands or to a nearby country from Italy, the travel cost will change significantly. Therefore, we are trying to manage our budget in the most efficient manner, but by applying certain flexibility. Regarding the staff members working within the Codex Secretariat located in Rome, there are a total of three staff members, one P5 professional staff member is on loan from WHO to FAO, and this staff member is originally on secondment from a member state to WHO. So there are two stage process. We have two additional professional staff members actually at the P3 level, which are on direct secondment from member states to FAO. So I can confirm that there are three professional staff members are working, and they are getting support on administrative issues from the general service staff members paid by the regular budget of the Codex program. The fourth question, maybe it might be more appropriate to ask FAO representative reply. The independent external evaluation of FAO is an ongoing process. The report of the evaluation was presented to the last FAO conference in November, and the report was welcomed, but in order to implement and follow up on each of the recommendations, the FAO conference decided to establish a committee of conference to follow up on the report of the evaluation. And actually, three working groups set up under the committee of the conference are advancing their discussion on what recommendation to take on board to implement and what recommendations not to take on board, etc. So there is a very intensive and daily consultation between the FAO management and the membership represented in the committee of the conference and its working groups. Mr. Chairman, although there was no question raised, and because I have a microphone, I'd like to draw the attention of the delegates to document INF 8, which includes an annex on how member countries and observers can subscribe to Codex lists. Of course, without subscribing to these email lists, member states can actually receive all and download all Codex working documents from the website. But you need to visit the website on a daily basis, actually, and it is very hard to keep track of what new documents have been made available. By subscribing to the Codex list, you get daily updates, if it is not hourly update, about the availability of new documents. So I encourage, again, the membership, and especially those countries who have not yet subscribed to one of the two Codex email lists, please read carefully this document and let the secretary know. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, for this clarification. And then I give the floor to the representative of FAO as the last speaker on Part B.
Gracias, señor presidente. Solamente quisiera reiterar el comentario hecho por el señor Sedim Butrif en la ceremonia de inauguración de esta comisión, en el sentido de la alta prioridad que la FAO está dando y sigue y continúa dando a las actividades del Códex Alimentarios y a las actividades relacionadas con el mismo, que le ha permitido mantener un nivel de contribución del 82% al presupuesto total de ambas organizaciones. Y esto mucho es en parte debido a que, como se establece en el punto 9 y 11 del ALI 08-31-9A, a nivel de la conferencia de los delegados, los países que participan en estas sesiones, han reiterado la importancia que tienen para los países el trabajo del Códex. Aún en este momento en el cual estamos concluyendo los trabajos de evaluación de la organización y en los grupos de trabajo en donde se está discutiendo la reorganización de la misma, los países continúan siendo vocales en este sentido, reiterando la importancia que tiene este trabajo. Y esto es de suma importancia para poder continuar asegurando que en el caso particular de la FAO, el programa regular de la misma asegure y continúe manteniendo y aumentando, si fuera posible, la prioridad que se da a ello. Simplemente quisiera concluir diciendo que los informes del Comité Ejecutivo y de la Comisión han sido para nosotros un instrumento importantísimo para poder mantener estas discusiones y mantener esta prioridad en la organización. Gracias.